Hawks are sour, Hawks are sour. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Right, welcome to a new episode of Hawks Half Hour. I call this one the Turkey Leftovers because it was meant to be released before Christmas, but I was too lazy, stroke busy, and then didn't. Although I'd recorded all this stuff, I didn't get time to put it all together. So now I'm releasing it completely irrelevantly after Christmas. Although it does have, it is interesting in some ways. You can sort of see which things occurred after the event, and I've done it now, so I'm bloody gonna record them because I cannot be bothered to wait a whole year for to use them. So just get bloody used to it, all right? You can tell I thought I'd release this before Christmas because of this clip.
I bought something for the bird for Christmas today, and it's like it's the sort of conundrum with the receipts, and you think, it's kind of, it was a bit of clothing-ish, and you think, oh, she might listen to that, fuck.
Yes, she might listen to that, fuck indeed. Well, don't worry, Ben, because it's now at least 2.5 weeks after Christmas, so if she does, she'll already got a present. Hey, right, let's on with some more clips. For this next bit of comedy, the listeners either
like it and go, or they dislike it and go, ugh. Stand up, the Christmas pig. We go back, Christmas, we go back, and we change, people change. They become enormous fat pigs. We just become eating machines. Our hands tend to shovel, so we can shovel the food in to our bellies quicker than our slow hands with their useless fingers. Like a locust in human form that is sent to devastate the food crops within your parents' house. All kind of restraint goes completely out the window. You just go back, you eat your machines. You're like Pac-Man, when he's, instead of going around eating the little white balls, you're just there. Hom, hom, mince pie, hom, crisp, hom, big Sunday dinner, hom, what's that? Is that a bit of turkey sandwich? That's hom. It's unbelievable. You know, it's completely, you just change tact and you go into eating mode when Christmas comes. You think, I've been good all year, which you haven't, but gloss over that. You just think, right, I'm going to treat myself. There's no point dieting now to the end of the year. You know what, I'll start again in the new year and I'll be doubly good. Come on, who are you trying to trick? That's bullshit and you know it. You just want to stuff your face with all the nice food around. I think that's the key, really. There's all these, all of a sudden you see all these nice treats like sausage rolls and mince pies and scotch eggs, chocolates, the tin of chocolates, after eight. Oh, Jesus, they're all there waiting for you. Gobble them down. It's funny, really. We go back and we just go back and we grow. Everyone grows, but you grow not in the height department as usual growth. We grow in the width department. You just get bloody huge and start bulging out of your trousers. Not in a good way, though. Not in a good way that women like bulging in trousers. Oh, no, this is the bad way. The belly over the top of the trouser. Or with the women, you get the muffin top. Oh, yes. Like, even you get crazy thoughts. You've got Christmas, and there's just temptation everywhere. And you're overwhelmed, and you think, I can't compete. My normal eating or my dieting will have to go out the window now. And, but then you get a crazy idea, like you have a selection box or anything. Well, if I eat these now, all in one go, then I won't have to worry about them. And then once they're finished, then I can be really good. Yeah, then I'll diet twice as good and strong as I've done before, because I've scoffed all these chocolates. Come on, who are you kidding here? You know that's a lie. You're somehow kidding yourself that if you scoff all these chocolates, you're then going to be dieting really well. It doesn't even make sense. Can you hear yourself, for goodness sake, you fat bastards? Wanting to eat all that bloody chocolate? Just admit it, come on. You're a fat bastard and you're proud. Although it is, I have to admire some of the willpower of a Christmas. You know, you go through boundaries like trouser sizes, you know, there's no such thing as full. All of a sudden, being full is just a state of mind. And you'll go in, you'll have a huge, in Christmas Day even, you'll have a huge Christmas dinner. Loads of stuff, like triple portion, and you'll be like, whoa, I am full. Hello, what's that? Is that some chocolate? Oh, go on then, I'll make just a couple. Oh, then, about 20 minutes later, where are those cheeses and crackers then, eh? Come on, let's get them out. I'm just a little bit peckish now. It's like you somehow managed to eat yourself fitter than you are normally. And all of a sudden, you can eat much more over Christmas. Like you're like your booze tolerance, you build up your eating fitness. And by the end of it, you are a champion. You're like American standard. You can just scoff and scoff. Bucket of KFC, hum, 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 all gone. Of course, it does cause a bit of a problem when you have the January withdrawal and you have to go cold turkey. Oh. Christmas warning. Do not, under any circumstances, believe your partner if they say, let's not buy each other many gifts this year or spend much money. This is a test. They are trying to trick you. They're just testing you, right? Because they want you to say, yeah, yeah. And then really, you buy more presents to show how much you love them. If you do as they say, you will be in big, big trouble. Heed my warning.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
News nugget. Oh, this is a beauty. I love it. Cops bust carol singers. Damn right. But not because they're singing badly, as most do, but the Welsh shopkeeper called the police because she felt the children were singing carols too loudly. What a bloody mean-spirit old git. Go on, the 29 children. Oh, can you imagine the din that those little beasts would make? Awesome, though. The shopkeeper's asked to stop singing by the shopping centre security guard. You're scaring away the customers. Stop that. The head teacher, who was leading the group, refused. Oh, and then minutes later, police support officer arrived to ask the youngsters to leave. I think they should just ran in, Italian style, with batons and started just whacking them. God, get out! Really, they could have just gone up, shouted, leg it. And when someone says that, children, leg it. They obey. The teachers reckoned we were singing beautifully. Everyone was having a good time. And then the security told us to leave. I mean, everyone was having a good time. Were they? How can you tell that? Because their ears weren't bleeding. Yeah, right.
There's something funny's gonna coming on here.
Okay, so once you've thought of the gift, you have to go through the excruciating, painful experience of going downtown and buying the gift. Unless you can get it on the internet. Cool, but and then after that you have stage three, and this is also one of the worst: wrapping the gift. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard, but wrapping just takes me ages and ages. Unintentionally, I managed to disguise them fairly well. They just sort of turn into big. A lot of them tend to take a sort of football shape, covered in sellotape. That's my style of wrapping. Just get it on. It's good though, because it means that they can't guess. Guess what's in it, but it just takes a long time and it's slow. It's kind of like, it's the same unenjoyable experience as ironing, I think. That's what wrapping is. So unrewarding as well. Because all they're going to do is just rip it off. Or, I don't know, that freaks me, that weirds me out, man. When people, they don't rip it, they just slowly kind of unwrap it. And you think, what are you doing? We're not going to use that wrapping paper again. Get in there. You're there eagerly awaiting the face reaction, you know, the money shot. And their little face goes, oh, how did you know? You're waiting for that. And they're spending like 10 minutes slowly unwrapping the little bit here. Oh, a sellotape bit caught on. I'll just pick that off. Just rip it, man. And it gets to the extent that you want to take it off them, rip it for them. And they go, look, yay, it's a lovely present.
Here I come to save the day. That means
the story
is on the way.
Hosk story, Hosk the commander, Hosk dad, and the icicle. This, when we had a conservatory, we had on the side of the house these icicles, big whopping icicles. And, you know, this was about 2 foot long, this icicle. So we're thinking, it's just dangling above, 2 floors above the conservatory. That's not very good. Okay, what do you think we should do? Commander says, I know, I'll hit it with a broom. Now, obviously, this is a bloody carefully thought out plan, leaving nothing to chance. Well, there are some plans like that. This is not one of them. This plan is to use word stupid, and I'm sure you can tell what's going to happen. The commander gets in the top floor window, bashes the said icicle. I think he was trying to knock it in half, but he ends up knocking the whole thing down. It comes crashing down like a big icy spear and straight through the roof of the conservatory. Good work, sir. Merry Christmas.
Wakey wakey, you've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
Like, this is the worst Christmas present. Someone donated £1,000 in my name to a children's hospital. Damn if that didn't make me angry. Totally thoughtless and selfish. I got them back next year for donating a muskrat in their name to a village. I mean, that is a bit gutting. Yeah, but your £1,000? Ah, you shouldn't have. And we've donated it to some children. Oh, what? Hey? That's not a present. What can I do with that? Bugger all. That is selfish. I agree with the person. My ex brought me a star. Yes, you can buy a star in outer space and receive a map with your star plotted on it. Gee, thanks. If I only had a telescope to view it with. Well, it doesn't matter. What are you going to do? Look at it? They don't really donate a star. They just say, yeah, it's that one in the sky. And everyone goes, oh. Which one's mine then? Yeah, just point at one randomly. Who the frick knows who stars whose? This is... See, she's complaining, but this is useful. The first Christmas my husband and I were together, that we were married, he gave me a car air freshener. It's a beauty. What are you complaining about? They're very useful. The car smelled nice. But then, right, she doesn't like it, but then someone comes in and ups her with an awesome present. I got a car air freshener as a gift too. But instead of jasmine or rose, it smelled of sizzling bacon. It smelled great. Oh, what a present. A bacon smell. I'd love the smell of bacon. Everyone likes the smell of bacon. Even vegetarians. That's just the best present I've ever heard of. Don't get it to me, though. I once donated a goat to an African village in my sis-in-law's name. That was her Christmas present. Yeah, thanks for that one. That's not a Christmas present. That's a threat. Unless you buy me a good present, that's what's going to happen. Oh, this is good in this one. My grandmother gave me a headband with a peace sign glued to it. It's industrious. It is in 2004. I don't know what era she thought we were living in, but she probably had it since 1969, unearthed it, and slapped it in the box. Well, I'll tell you what, been a bit ungrateful there, I think. My grandmother crocheted, that sounds impressive, doesn't it? For me, the most hideous poncho. Oh, poncho, get in. Ever to be witnessed in the world, it was huge, purple, long, and had pom-poms dangling from it. I was wearing a back brace at the time, which added to the effect. Now that is impressive, isn't it? A massive purple poncho. But she must have thought, oh, what can I get my little granddaughter? I think she's got a massive purple poncho. But I know, the old crochet stuff out. This bloke's just mean, look. Instead of playing through the shopping malls and department stores, something you have to do to get a good present you pay for, I decided to make several copies of a photograph that I'd taken of a particular dilapidated farmhouse in California and frame them as gifts to family members. Yeah, tight bastard. The remarks that I received indicates that is one of the best gifts I've ever given. You think they've still got that? They've thrown it away and said that. Tight bastard, I'm going to make him a present next year. Tissue collage. I awoke on Christmas morning to find both my upper eyebrows sadly defunct of hair. Now that is an unusual present, I have to admit. He'd brought his wife, Sharston, what a name, a spanking fancy lady shave. Hello, he's looking for some, something trimmed. His little boy had come and whacked off his eyebrows. Well, I think she probably said that. In reality, she opened her Christmas present and thought, a lady shave? What the fuck is this? I wanted a nice present, not some shaving equipment. I don't care what fancy name you give to this, it's a bloody shaver. Dinner was a subdued affair. Why, because he had no eyebrows? You can still have a good time. In fact, if I went to have Christmas dinner with someone who had no eyebrows, it'd be brilliant, because I'd just be taking the piss out of him all day. I like this. Who on earth would give a genuine leather coat to a vegan? It's funny. It's one of her oldest, bestest mates as well. But then, right, she somehow justifies this. Next year, she got sick herself and became a vegetarian. What's that got to do with meat and leather? You're just making that up. Oh, this is a beauty. Look, a dot of yarn, handsome. I don't think I've ever used that word when describing a comb before. But a handsome, invisibly used comb. But just be grateful. The worst present possibly ever was my wife. A small bag of polished stones. The type that go in a dry arrangement. Now that is a beautiful present for a bloke. He must have done something wrong quite severely. Probably with the babysitter, I imagine. Oh, this is lovely. Look, a 3-pack of brown Y fronts. Now you're probably thinking, it's not too bad. I wouldn't have minded, but I'm female. Well, they're not your pulling pants.
Christmas warning. Do not get jealous or annoyed if your little baby prefers to play with the box the present came in rather than the present itself. Babies have brains like little fishes. They'll soon forget, and you better give them the present again. This is 2 presents for the price of 1. Look at the positives. And heed my Christmas warning.
That's computer talk for here's something funny, all right?
Now, I've said, obviously, I hate Christmas shopping. I mean, all
all blokes hate Christmas shopping. It's the law, man law, just the way it is. If you need an extra reason not to like Christmas shopping, I'll give you one. The music. Those same bastard Christmas songs are played in every single bloody shop. Oh, man alive. Ambassador, you are torturing me. Please stop playing all the same Christmas songs in every single shop. At least kind of switch it about a bit. But there's some shops they even just play the same one song. I mean, imagine, how do the workers survive? Every day, for probably a whole month of December, they've got to listen to the one Christmas album over and over and over. That's just one day. Oh, man. I must have nightmares dreaming about Christmas songs. Christmas warning. Do not get too drunk on the eve of Christmas, or you will be sent to Christmas hell. Christmas hell is waking up on Christmas Day with a massive hangover and surrounded by little kids juiced up on chocolate, Coca-Cola, and the excitement of getting lots of new loud toys. Heed my Christmas warning.
Now here is something else.
When I think of Christmas, I think of Cliff Richard singing mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhymes with logs on the fire, gifts on the tree. Cliff in kind of nice jumper and big glasses, but children scattered around a nice roaring log fire. Well, I don't understand. What's he putting the gifts on the tree for? Bloody tight bastards. Should, you know, a millionaire, he should be buying big gifts that couldn't possibly fit on the tree. They could even struggle to fit under it. Damn Cliff, you virgin.
The bell tolls for some stand-up comedy.
I was thinking, bit of stand-up for you. I was thinking about this kind of Santa Claus kind of shebang, and the fact that it's pretty scary in a way. If you think there are adults telling their children that all through the year, no matter where they go or what they do, there's an elf watching every single move they make. That little elf, this beady little evil eyes, is watching them. He's looking, taking notes to see if you're being naughty or nice. So when they're walking back in the dark, they'll know that there's an elf somewhere in the shadows watching them with his little notepad, ready to pounce and get back to Santa and tell him where you've been. I mean, whoa, that sounds like a bloody horror film, if ever I heard one. Some kind of invisible, undefeatable foe, which you can never get away from, watching you the whole time. You never see him. Never bloody see him. Just lurking in the shadows. Yeah, that's pretty cheery, isn't it? Merry Christmas, about for that one. Whew! Let's just hope he doesn't turn bad and start biting and kidnapping and doing other things to children, eh? I mean, in fact, if you replaced the word elf with pedo, and said no matter where they go, there's a pedo watching them in the shadows, can't be seen, making notes, then there'd be hysteria. Panic would strike these families, mother and mum and dad, they'd be worried. Although, to be honest, in reality, that's probably the least of their worries. They're already telling kids that a fat man with a white beard is going to sneak down in the middle of the night with a bulging sack, which he hasn't emptied all year. He's going to sneak down the chimney, come into their rooms, and deposit a present. Whoa, what the hell? Yeah, I'm talking about Santa Claus, but that sounds a bit dodgy to me. Huh? Break it. I mean, I'm speechless. Breaking and entering into small children's bedrooms is not really something that should be encouraged. And the sad thing is, though, they're looking forward to it. Good. Who knows what he does to them. But just consider what the hell you're saying to your kids, all right? They could have nightmares forever with these stories. I mean, though Santa in himself, he always seems like a kind of odd fellow. But, like, he has the look of a tramp to me. Big beard. You know, he's one step away from being a tramp, sitting on the old park bench with the cider, shouting obscenities at people who walk by. I could see Santa like that. He just needs to dirty his little red outfit a bit more. Roll around in his own piss would probably do the trick, same as the other tramps. He could do it. He's not far away. In fact, in all reality, that's probably what he does. He only works one day a year. What's he going to do the rest of the year? Go out for a few drinks with his tramp mates.
Dr. Elephant says, here's a news nugget.
Now this survey, on the other hand, is a nice bit of research. It says 6 out of 10 British adults will have dozed off by 4:22pm on Christmas Day. I find it's quite amusing that they've actually calculated the exact minute that people will be peak snoozing. The title of the headline is Yule, Y-U-L-E, Be Asleep by 4:22pm. The poll found that 58% of adults are asleep between 4:15 and 4:30. And that's further 20% have already had a snooze between that half hour period. Bloody hell, lazy kids. It says the average nap lasts for 20 minutes. How do they fucking know that? Who times their naps? And who specifically times their naps on Christmas Day? Well, last year I napped for 24 minutes. I hope to be a little bit longer this year. What? I mean, if someone asked you, how long do you nap for on Christmas Day, how would you even remember? Doubting this evidence now. They asked 3,000 adults. It says the average Brit peaks at 10:30. I mean, how do they peak? Christmas Day is not a performance. How do you know when you're operating at your peak capacity on Christmas Day? What are you doing exactly to be at your peak, or even to show that you are peaking? Don't do any peaking, especially at the presents before Christmas. Oh, it says half the adults will be up by 7 a.m. on Christmas Day because of children. Little beasts. Little buddy buggers. Remember that when you're buying presents. Presents. When you're buying a present for your child, you know, they'll be up at 7, so you want to get one that's going to last. Steer clear of Bill Clinton. He's a bit of a sexual pest. Play it safe with... Well, don't. Get a Bush, actually. Get George Bush, because he'll be able to play and talk to the kids as an equal. They'll like that.
Here I come to save the day. That means is on the way.
What was my best ever present? Well, I'd have to say my Amiga 500. Ooh, what a present indeed. But my cruel parents decided to buy this, and they sort of, I was in on it, so I was like, chose whatever. And we bought it in April, and then they just left it in the back room all year, and I wasn't allowed to play it. How cruel is that? But then, every time they went shopping on Saturdays, I knew they'd be gone about 3 hours. I used to get it up and installed, and then play a quick couple of hours. Pack it all away again before they got back. It's bloody cruel though. Illicit computer gaming. Ooh, nothing gives you a better thrill, bigger thrill than that. Xmas sounds like a kind of nasty fungal disease. Ooh, I got a nasty case of Xmas today. Just between the toes. Ooh, itches like hell.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
Xmas news nugget, this one is beautiful. James Blunt would say, Father Christmas has hung up his Santa suit after being sacked for saying ho ho ho. Now that, come on, that's brilliant. He's 70, Christ, didn't he retire? Well, I suppose he only works a few days a year. Pretty good job, really. They got this agency who they must have people who they hire Santas out to, right? They've changed what they've ordered their Santa to say, ha ha ha. Instead of ho ho ho. Now, come on. That Santa doesn't. He's not laughing. Well, he is. But ha 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 laugh is not traditional. But get out the ho ho ho. After his shift. I said shift. Not shift. He got a call from his manager saying his services were no longer required. Well, that showed them he was keeping it traditional. And he stood up for his traditional rights of the Santa and got sacked. Oh, bugger. He got then, right? He asked her why, and so she said, ho ho, calling women hoes is inappropriate. Well, you know, it's a bit harsh. And then she said, you weren't supposed to stick, but you did. He was only bloody singing Jingle Bells. Bloody hell, who does he think he is? Hey, Santa doesn't sing. What do you think he's playing at? Come bloody down here, singing Jingle Bells, calling women hoes. What else was he doing? He's a menace to society, this bloody Santa. Although, it is a bit odd. He says, I was only singing Jingle Bells to get the kids to laugh for their photo. Now that does sound suspicious to me.
Here I come to save the day. That means
a hunkery
is on the way.
So, at Crimbo, obviously we like a white Christmas. To have the traditional Christmas, it has to be nice and white. A white carpet on the ground, but it's funny how the weather's changed. Snow, yes, we like. Rain, no, we don't like. We don't like rain. That's bad. But why, you know, why is this really? You know, snow is not really good if you want to do things, like you want to go out drive somewhere, snow is a bugger. You know, gets in the way, makes it very difficult. Crashes, skids, hold-ups. It's bad, really. But yet we like it. And I think the main idea is that when we see snow, we think, hello, I could get a day off here tomorrow. Yeah, but we'll be snowed in. We won't even better get out. So we're like, yippee! Come on, come on the snow! Come on down, big boy! You start pounding the ground with your little white flakes of beauty. And if you do that long enough, then the husk won't have to go into work tomorrow. Oh, yes. But then, I think we think this, but I mean, in reality, it hardly ever happens that we get snowed in. Probably once every 5 years, maybe 10 years. They've only had one day off from it. I mean, schools close a bit easier, but businesses, they're like, get in there, you little buggers. You slags. Go on, we pay you. In you go. The snow's not that good. And it's slippy. Treacherous. Also, I'm a bit suspicious of snow, because anything that comes down in flakes, I mean, that sounds odd, doesn't it? Raining flakes. Reminds me of, like, well, cornflakes or bran flakes. I mean, why is the snow coming down in a cereal format? It's just a bit suspicious in my eyes.
Now here is something else.
One thing which I am grateful for, but find a bit weird, how did we get from the word Christmas to Xmas? I reckon it's something to do with writing those devilish Christmas cards. People got bored and thought, this is bloody, what a waste, we're wasting our lives by writing Christ in front of this all the time. You know, everyone knows, we just put an X. Yeah, bugger it. And then someone did it, and he goes, when you read Xmas, that means Christmas, alright? And everyone thought, oh, genius idea, let's go. And then it just spread from there. Oh, Xmas. Let's have some other words like that. Something like a big word that we use all the time. Well, how about xenophobe? Just call it a Z-phobe, man. Get down with the Z-phobe. It even sounds cooler. Plus, you've got the saying, you know, let's bring it in. Bring in the old X. Let's start Xing up the words, baby. You know, let's be cool, hip, and save my precious time. These are all going to work out. Let's think of another. I was thinking of brilliant. I know, we'll change that to excellent. Oh, won't it? That already exists. But with all those extra words, let's just exit with a len, X and a len. Excellent. Bosh. That's a word. Excellent. Let's do that one. Excellent. Bosh. Although you don't want to actually come to think of it now. I don't want to make it too easy for kids. They probably write that like it anyway. They write, what a crazy sentence that was. They probably write using their text speak to do it anyway. Perhaps that was the first Christmas, Xmas, that was the first text speak ever. That's where it all started. Like, see? Check that out. What a thought. That just came at me like an arrow. Arrow of logic fired from great distance. And it went.
Get ready to slurp down some more comedy, boy.
The makers of the Haynes Car Manuals have brought a new book, Mechanics of Being a Good Father. Wow. That'll be high on the list of dads everywhere, I imagine. Or not. I mean, you'd feel, if your wife or your children bought you a manual on how to be a good father, you'd be like, you little, ungrateful little buggers. How dare you? How bloody dare you? I'm at work, working my ass off, and this is what you give me. Not a present I can enjoy, but some criticism on Christmas Day. Thank you very much. Ta very much. £15 as well. Whew. And what do you think is in the manual? Well, it's how to build go-karts and Wendy houses. Yes. Well, I tell you what, they might buy it laughing. When you wheel out the go-kart and the Wendy house, I don't think they'll be so impressed. When the other kids have got Xboxes and Nintendos, then we'll see who's laughing, shall we? It shows you can help children construct camouflage periscopes. Do you create planes from pizza boxes and make bows and arrows? Do many children want now to make a camouflage periscope, you wonder? No. I mean, what are they going to use it? Why does it have to be camouflaged? Just a normal periscope? This is full of crap, this book. There are also instructions of building seesaws, model railways, playhouses, and rope ladders. A rope ladder? Yeah, that sounds a bit dangerous, doesn't it? A seesaw? What do you mean, build a seesaw? There's a plank of wood over the thing. One sits on one end, one sits on the other. Put some handles on if you want. Makes it too easy, in my opinion. There are sections on cookery, gardening, bird watching, and battleships and marbles. Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds like a cracking little book, isn't it? What they should do, if what you want to get something nice for your dad, £15 worth of beer tokens. Hey, pubs should do that. That'd be a brilliant present. A token for a pub. Well, I suppose that's just a pound, it's just a 20 quid note, isn't it, really? But it'd be a nice thought. Pleasing. Get him traditional tankard, that's what you want. And a dog and a flat cap. There you go. Xmas stories. One Christmas at the Hosk household, my mother got rather drunk, as she does at Christmas, as we all do at Christmas, for goodness sake. And my sister's husband was there, and whilst getting drunk, she called him a Tory git, and then sort of slumped out on the table. But that was an eventful Christmas. I don't think he's ever quite forgiven her yet. Christmas warning. Do not leave last minute present buying until after pints on Christmas Eve. This is a mistake. You will buy even worse presents than if you went before. You must go before the booze hits your lips. Once it does, you won't be able to get out of there, and you'll be rushing around at 5 o'clock looking for something to buy. Christmas thought. Probably the best day of the whole year, I'd say. It's not Christmas Day. Oh, no. Backtrack. Just the one day. Christmas Eve. Just you've done your Christmas shopping. Everyone is jolly, feeling the Christmas vibe. And if you're at work as well, and you kind of break up for that, you get a free half day off, and then you go down the pub. Man, that is just... Christmas Eve is the best day. Everyone is just nice and happy and jolly and just enjoying a few pints and festivities. Beautiful.
Right, that's another episode finitoed, and now we shall just end with a few fuck-ups type mash-up thingers. Right, that's the... It's this fucking bugging shit-faced cunt.
Just between the toes. It's either they like it and go, or they dislike it and go, fungal disease. Yippee! Come on, come on the snow! Come on down, big boy! Maybe at school.
No.
There's a white carpet on the ground. You start pounding the ground with your little white flakes of beauty. Ooh, I got a nasty Italian style. Ooh, because there is one baton bleeding with the Christmas pints and stuff whacking them. Ooh, case of Xmas today. Ooh, it's fantastic. Christmas news nuggets for you. Because there is one bleeding, quite a bloody mean spirit old git. Go on. We pay you, in you go. The snow's not that good, and it's slippy.
Something funny's gonna come
right,
out.
Right, Christmas
here.
Stuff. Let's do it. I did that before. I turned the mic on. I bought something for the bird for Christmas. It's either they like it and go, or they dislike it and go, ugh. All right, some Christmas stuff. Here comes someone. Not Santa Claus, don't worry. No, why are you being worried, actually? This is where you're in the fuck-ups.
Right, well, this episode... Bollocks. For this next bit of comedy, the listeners either...
like it and go, or they dislike it and go, ugh.
Now here... is something... else.
There's something funny's gonna coming on here.